إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله ما لنا رب سوى
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله ما لنا رب سوى
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. This is our third session in which we study some hadith about the merits of the knowledge and the knowledgeable. As we said, the late Majlisi in Bihar al-Anwar mentions hadith from all the Ma'sumin one by one about this subject. And last session we talked about a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and now we continue with a hadith from Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam. Again, this hadith is mentioned in Ihtijaj and Tafsir of Imam Askari. So the late Majlisi says, "Bil isnad ila Abi Muhammadin al-Askari, qala Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salam." Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam said, "Faqih wahid yunqidhu yatiman min aytamina al-munqati'in 'anna wa 'an mushahadatina بتعليم ما هو محتاج إليه أشد على إبليس من ألف عابد." A single alim, a single faqih, means someone who has deep understanding of Islam, who saves, yunqidhu, who saves yatiman, one of our orphans, yatiman min aytamina. Who are our orphans? We had already this in previous hadith. The followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, who have lost the connection with Ahlul Bayt. Al-munqati'in anna, they have been disconnected from us. Wa an mushahadatina, they cannot see us. In the time of the presence of imams, or in the time of the occultation, there are many Shia who have no access to imams. In the time of occultation is obvious. In the time of presence also, there were many people who didn't have access to imams, especially in the times of difficulties. So the role of these ulama is to save and to look after the orphans of the Ahlul Bayt. How? It's not a matter of feeding them. It's a matter of teaching them. بتعليم ما هو محتاج إليه. They teach these orphans what they need. So, a single alim who does this is more troublesome for Iblis than 1,000 worshippers. If there are 1,000 worshippers on one side and one such alim on the other side, Shaitan prefers to have those 1,000 worshippers and not that have that alim. Prefers to deal with those 1,000 worshippers than dealing with this alim. Why? لأن العابد همه ذات نفسه فقط. The one who worships Allah, he's a nice person and he has for sure good position. And we will talk about this in other hadith coming, inshallah, later. But the concern for such worshipper is himself or herself. He or she just wants to save himself. He wants to do ibadah. He doesn't bother that much or doesn't have qualifications to guide other people, to help other people. Maybe he is even concerned, but he cannot do anything. Because you need to be qualified. If you don't have knowledge, even if you are concerned and you want to do something, you cannot do anything. So, this abid hammuhu dhatu nafsihi faqat. He's only concerned with himself. Wahada, this faqih, this alim, hammuhu ma'adhat nafsihi dhatu ibadillahi wa imaihi. This alim doesn't forget himself. It's not that this alim doesn't do ibadah, doesn't do tawassul, doesn't, you know, try to improve his own spirituality. No, he does everything to improve himself. But it doesn't stop there. He also is concerned with the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether they are men or women. Ibadillah wa imaihi. It can be a servant, it can be a maid, means ladies or men who are servants of Allah. لَيُنْغِذَهُمْ مِنْ يَدِ إِبْلِيسِ وَمَرَدَتِهِ. He wants to save them from the hand of Satan, to release them, to free them, to liberate them after Iblis has taken them. وَمَرَدَتِهِ. Marada has been translated by the late Majlisi himself later, Al-Marada Al-Mutamarradun Al-Asun. Later when he talks about Hadith number 12, he says Al-Marada are those who rebel and disobey. In some places they say Marada means Kabir. In any case, this alim tries to free and to release the servants of Allah who have been caught and who have been arrested and trapped by Satan and his followers. Please pay attention here, because there is something not very clear for me, at least. Maybe for you it's clear. فَذَلِكَ هُوَ أَفْضَلُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَلْفِ أَلْفِ عَابِدٍ وَأَلْفِ أَلْفِ عَابِدَةٍ. Such alim is better in the sight of Allah than 1 million worshippers who is man, who are men, and 1 million ladies who are worshippers. So 1 million male worshipper, 1 million female worshippers. I was reflecting on the hadith, because in the beginning it says such person is more troublesome for Iblis than 1,000 abid. But here says it's better in the sight of Allah than 1 million male worshipper and 1 million female worshipper. So I thought maybe there is a kind of missing, a word missing here. Maybe in the beginning also was Alf Abid. Then I looked in other versions, in other books, and I found in some places actually it's mentioned. The first time is also Alf. But in some places it's Alf Abid. So either there is something missing, or if it's not missing, we can interpret it in this way. Maybe you have better ideas, so you can let me know afterwards. For Iblis, this person is more difficult to deal with than 1,000 abid. Okay? Ashaddu ala Iblis min alf abid. It means that this person creates so much trouble for Iblis that Iblis prefers to deal with 1,000 worshippers and not to deal with this person. So this is with respect to Iblis. But end Allah means the position that this person would have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better than 1 million male worshipper and 1 million female worshipper. So maybe if we keep it as it is, it means that although he troubles Iblis more than 1,000 worshipper, but because Allah multiplies the reward, then Allah would give him the reward of 1 million male worshipper and 1 million female worshipper. Because as you know, Allah yuza'iful hasanat. So this is also one way to interpret. If you have better ideas, you know, please let me know. So the position of such ulama who save people, guide them, is not comparable to the people who just look after their own piety. Of course, even these ulama have to look after their own piety and their ibadah. Because as we said, حَمُّهُ مَعَ ذَاتِ نَفْسِهِ ذَاتِ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ. You cannot forget yourself and just be busy with your social responsibilities. The next hadith is from Imam Rida alayhi salam. قال علي بن موسى الرضا عليه السلام يقال للعابد يوم القيامة. On the day of judgment, the one who has worshipped Allah will be told, نعم الرجل كنت. You were a very nice person. It's very important, you know, it's great achievement that on the day of judgment you are told you were a nice person. كنت همتك ذات نفسك. This himmatuka dhatu nafsik is jumlay khabariyya for kunta. Kunta himmatuka dhatu nafsik. You were a nice person, you were concerned with yourself, you wanted to preserve your taqwa, mashallah. Wa kafayta an-nas ma'unatak. Also you tried to look after yourself, not to become a burden on other people. You were not, you know, a worshipper who was just doing ibadah and asking people to feed him and, you know, to give him, you know, money. That is not good. You worked, you earned halal, you looked after yourself, your family, but also you were concerned with your own piety and ibadah. Okay, you are a nice person. فَدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Enter heaven. But then Imam Reza alayhi salam says, Allah. إِنَّ الْفَقِيهِ مَنْ أَفَاضَ عَلَى النَّاسِ خَيْرَهُ. But alim has different situation. Alim is the one whose goodness overflows and reaches people. Faith and fayadhan means to overflow. Like when you have a pool and water is overflowing. This is fayadhan. So alim's goodness is reaching out to people. وَأَنْقَذَهُمْ مِنْ أَعْدَائِهِمْ. He saves people from their enemies. وَوَفَّرَ عَلَيْهِمْ نِعْمَ جَنَانِ اللَّهِ. He makes the blessings of gardens and heavens of Allah available for people. He gives them chance to enter heaven. وَحَسَّلَ لَهُمْ رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. He makes them able to achieve the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without knowledge, without guidance, you don't know how to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. وَيُقَالُ لِلْفَقِيهِ. Now, the way he is addressed is different from the way an abid is addressed. يُقَالُ لِلْفَقِيهِ يا أيها الكافل لأيتام آل محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Oh, the one who has looked after the orphans of Ahlul Bayt. الهادي لضعفاء محبيهم ومواليهم. Who has been guiding the weak among the lovers and followers of Ahlul Bayt. The weak people among their followers. Not weak in their body. Not weak in their financial situation. No, weak in their iman. Weak in understanding. Weak in knowledge. weak in guidance. You have guided them. Qif. So Abed will be told, go to heaven. But this person will be told, wait. Hatta tashfa. Wait. You must do shafa'ana. You are given chance, you are given right to intercede for others. Hatta tashfa'a liman akhadha ank aw ta'allama mink. Everyone who has benefited from your knowledge, has learned from you, can be your student, can be someone who has read your book, someone who has somehow benefited from your teaching, your knowledge, your expertise, and has been saved. Fayaqif. And of course that alim then will stop. When he's told to stop, he will stop. فَيُدْخِلُ الْجَنَّةَ مَعَهُ فِعَامًا وَفِعَامًا وَفِعَامًا حَتَّى قَالَ عَشْرًا. Imam Reza alayhi salam said, then he will make sure that groups of people will go with him to heaven. Fi'am, Allama Majlisi himself explains, he says, Al-fi'am bil-hamz wa kasr al-fa al-jama'atu min al-nas. And he says in the sermon of Amir al-Mu'mineen on the day of Qadir, this term is mentioned and it is interpreted as 100,000 people. So he takes with himself to heaven groups of people, hundreds of thousands of people he will take. Now look at some of the ulama, how blessed they are. Millions of people have benefited from their knowledge. Look at Ayatollah Mutahhari, look at Allama Tabatabai. You know, millions of people have benefited. Look at Sheikh Mufid, Sheikh Saduq, Allama Majlisi. So millions of people have benefited, salam alaikum, from their knowledge. So they will take them to heaven, inshallah. وَهُمُ الَّذِينَ أَخَذُوا عَنْهُ عُلُومَهُ. These people that they will take with themselves to heaven are the people that have learned from their knowledge, have benefited from their information and sciences, either directly or وَأَخَذُوا عَمَّنْ أَخَذَ عَنْ. Or maybe they didn't have the opportunity to learn directly, they are students of students. It doesn't make difference. Or amman akhadha amman akhadha an, or students of the students of the students. Ila yawm al-qiyamah, till the day of judgment, anyone that somehow has benefited from the knowledge of this alim will benefit from the shafa of this alim. And perhaps this by itself adds to the merits of a person. Maybe the one who does shafa'a also would himself would be given, you know, a higher position. Because, you know, when you go to heaven, while you have done shafa'a for many people, then you would have a better position in heaven. Then Imam Reza alayhi salam said, فَانْظُرُوا كَمْ فَرْقٍ بَيْنَ الْمَنْزِلَتَيْنِ. Look what big difference is between the two status. Abid, which is very good, but he will go alone to heaven. Faqih, alim, that would intercede for everyone who has learned from him and benefited from him till the day of judgment. Big difference. So it would be a great opportunity, a great blessing for anyone that Allah has given him tawfiq to enter Hawza, to learn, to become alim. We cannot thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough for any of his blessing, especially for this blessing of coming to Hawza and following the path of ulama. But it would be great loss if we don't do the job properly. If we leave it halfway, or for example, we get busy with dunya and dunya attractions, then we are losing great, you know, blessing. May Allah enable us, inshallah, to complete this process of learning and becoming alim, and inshallah, Allah enable us to follow the example of our pious ulama, inshallah. The next hadith is from Imam Jawad alayhi salam. من تكفل بأيتام آل محمد صلى الله عليه وآله المنقطعين عن إمامهم. The one who looks after the orphans of Ahlul Bayt who have been disconnected from their Imam. المتحيرين في جهلهم, those who are perplexed, they are confused in their ignorance. الأسرى في أيدي شياطينهم, those who are taken as captives by the Satans, and which means allies of the Satan. وَفِي أَيْدِ النَّوَاصِبْ مِنْ أَعْدَائِنَا, or they are taken as captive by our enemies, those who hate Ahlul Bayt. فَاسْتَنْغَذَهُمْ مِنْهُمْ, but he saves them, he frees them. وَأَخْرَجَهُمْ مِنْ حَيْرَتِهِمْ, and takes them out of confusion. وَقَهَرَ الشَّيَاطِينَ بِرَدِّ وَسَاوِسِهِمْ, and he pushes back Shaitan and his allies by rejecting their temptations and their, you know, objections and their shubahat. He defends these people against shayateen. You know, you cannot use here sword or weapon. You have to use knowledge to respond to their temptations and objections. وَقَهَرَ النَّاصِبِينَ بِحُجَجِ رَبِّهِمْ وَدَلِيلَ أَئِمَّتِهِمْ, they defeat and push back enemies of Ahlul Bayt with proofs, with arguments, nice discussions, a scholarly response. Just to get angry and scream and shout is not going to solve the problem. To swear at them is not going to solve the problem. You have to clarify. You have to explain things properly. The light of itself will push away and back the enemies. لَيُفَضَّلُونَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ عَلَى الْعِبَادِ or عَلَى الْعُبَّادِ. Here it's written abad, but maybe it's ubad. They would be preferred, they would be raised over abad, servants of Allah, or ubad, the worshippers. بِأَفْضَلِ الْمَوَاقِعِ, to the highest level. بأكثر من فضل السماء على الأرض, how much a sky or heaven is above the earth, they would be above ordinary servants of Allah or above worshippers of Allah. والعرش والكرسي, even above the distance between Sama and Arsh and Kursi. والحجب على السماء, and the barriers or the veils which are above, the nearest veils to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وفضلهم على هذا العابد كفضل القمر ليلة البدر على أخفى كوكب في السماء. Their privilege over worshipper is like the privilege of moon when it is complete, it's full in the night of, for example, 14th. How much light has this full moon in the middle of the month compared to a star which is very, very far and has very little light, with very, you know, difficult situation you can just see the light. The difference is great. فَضْلِ الْقَمَرْ لَيْلَةَ الْبَادْرِ, Ala akhfa kawkaban, the most hidden star or planet in the sky that you cannot even see it. The difference is very high. The next hadith is from Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Qala Ali ibn Muhammad alayhi salam, lawla man yabqa بعد غيبة قائمنا عليه السلام جل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف من العلماء had it not been that after the ghaiba of 12th Imam starts there are some ulama الداعين إليه who call people towards the 12th Imam والدالين عليه they guide people towards the Imam وَذَّابِينَ عَنْ دِينَ they defend and protect the religion of Imam, the school of Ahlul Bayt. بِحُجَجِ اللَّهِ with the proofs coming from Allah. وَالْمُنْقِذِينَ لِذُعَفَاءِ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ مِنْ شِبَاكِ إِبْلِيسِ وَمَرَدَتِهِ those who save weak servants of Allah and release them from net. Shabak is the net that hunters use to hunt prey. If there is an animal that they want, sometimes they put a net that the animal goes and then they take it. So they save the weak servants of Allah from the net of Iblis and his followers. وَمِنْ فِخَاخِ النَّوَاصِبِ and from the traps which are put everywhere by enemies of Ahlul Bayt. If such ulama were not there in the time of occultation, لَمَا بَغْيَ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا ارْتَدَّ عَنْ دِينِ اللَّهِ no one would be able to save himself from misguidance. Everyone would deviate from the path of Allah. So we have to be very grateful to our ulama. If up to today we have been saved, it's because of our ulama, and for future also this is the same way to be saved. Any day the Shia community stop following ulama, then they would go astray. ولكنهم الذين يمسكون أزمة قلوب ضعفاء الشيعة these are the people who hold with their hand the hearts of the weak Shia like rope. You know, if there is a horse or a camel, there is a rope by which you can control and save the horse from running away and perhaps hurting. These ulama hold the rope of the heart of the Shia. Without this, their heart can be broken or can be made into pieces. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ what is the ayah I just made up? فُعَادَ أُمَّ مُوسَى I think it's Fuad or Musa. Allah says that we kept the heart of the mother of Musa together. Sometimes, you know, the heart wants to explode. Rabatna Allah Fuad or Musa, yeah? Yeah. So, that's another verse. So, Allah keeps the heart together because the heart wants to explode. So, here Allah says they keep this rope of the hearts of the weak Shia together. كَمَا يُمْسِكُ صَاحِبُ السَّفِينَةِ سُكَّانَهَا سُكَّان here, it's not the plural for ساكن. سُكَّان, as Allama Majlisi mentions, is the handle by which you control the ship. The captain of the ship has to hold that, otherwise the ship can go to wrong direction. So these ulama are like captain of the ship that they control. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْأَفْضَلُونَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَ. These are the best people in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last hadith, I want to finish this with this hadith, and this is from Imam Askari alayhi salam and Abi Muhammad and Abi قال تأتي علماء شيعتنا تأتي علماء شيعتنا. The ulama from our Shia community will come. Who are these ulama who would come on the Day of Judgment? القوامون بضعفاء محبينا وأهل ولايتنا. Who have been looking after the weak lovers of Ahlul Bayt. Qawwam is the one who can stand and make others also stand up. Qawwam is more than Qa'im. Qa'im is the one who is standing. Of course, that Qa'im, which means uprising, is another thing. But Qa'im in the sense of standing. So we have someone who is standing, and we have Qawwam, which is not only standing but also making other things stand. So these ulama, they help our weak lovers to stand on their feet. They will come Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Judgment, while al-anwar tasta'u min tijanihim. They come while they have crowns, and light is shining from their crowns. So not only they have crowns, it's shining and illuminating. عَلَىٰ رَأْسِ كُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمْ تَاجُ بَحَائِنْ. On the head of each alim, there is a crown of baha, light. قَدْ انْبَثَّتْ تِلْكَ الْأَنْوَارِ فِي عَرَصَاتِ الْقِيَامَةِ. The light is spreading everywhere. You know, one of the beauties of light is it spreads from all directions in the same way. Yeah, it doesn't go only to one direction. Light spreads all over. To what extent? دورها مثيرة ثلاثمائة ألف سنة. You know, this concept of you know, when we have very large, you know, distance, we say, for example, this is the distance that light can take in 1 year, yeah, or in 10 years. So says the distance that light can take in 300,000 years, because you cannot compare that dunya to this dunya. So this is even maybe more than this. فَشُعَاءُ تِيجَانِهِمْ يَنْبَثُ فِيهَا كُلُّهَا. The light of Alim goes all over the plane of Mahshar, the plane of resurrection. فَلَا يَبْقَى هُنَاكَ يَتِيمٌ قَدْ كَفَلُوهُ وَمِنْ ظُلْمَةِ الْجَهْلِ أَنْغَذُوهُ وَمِنْ حَيْرَةِ التَّيْهِ أَخْرَجُوهُ إِلَّا تَعَلَّقَ بِشُعْبَةٍ مِّنْ أَنْوَارِهِ. When people are scattered all over, the light of this alim goes. So every person who has benefited from this alim, he has been saved from confusion, from ignorance, then finds how to get connected to this alim, because his light is spreading everywhere. So everyone finds his own teacher and gets connected to his teacher, or the teacher of his teacher. إِلَّا تَعَلَّقَ بِشُعْبَةٍ مِّنْ أَنْوَارِهِمْ. He takes, holds a branch of that light. فَرَّفَعَتْهُمْ إِلَى الْعُلُوَّ. Then this light brings him up, حَتَّى يُحَاذِي بِهِمْ فَوْقَ الْجَنَانِ, takes them to the high position above even normal heaven. فَوْقَ الْجَنَانِ. So they will come next to the ulama. ثُمَّ يُنزِلُهُمْ عَلَى مَنَازِلِهِمُ الْمُعَدَّةِ فِي جَوَارِ أُسْتَادِيهِمْ وَمُعَلَّمِيهِمْ وَبِحَضْرَةِ أَئِمَّتِهِمْ. They will put them in the places which are prepared for them, next to their teachers and imams, الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يَدْعُونَ إِلَيْهِمْ, that these people were calling towards them. This is the effect that it has on the people who benefited from this. But of course, there are people also who oppose this knowledge in dunya. For them, it would have a contrary effect. That light which saved those people would make these people blind and would make them suffer.
وَلَا يَبْغَى نَاصِبٌ مِنَ النَّوَاصِبِ يُصِيبُهُ مِنْ شُعَاءِ تِلْكَ التِّيجَانِ إِلَّا عَمِيَتْ عَيْنُهُ.
No enemy of Ahlul Bayt. Alhamdulillah, today we don't have that much enemies of Ahlul Bayt. All Muslims, nearly all Muslims love Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. If there are some people who are enemies of Ahlul Bayt, perhaps today, inshallah, there is no one. If there is any enemy of Ahlul Bayt, enemy of the truth, then when this light reaches them, the eyes of this person becomes blind. His ears then becomes unable to hear. The tongue would not be able to speak. So they become deaf, they become dull, they cannot speak, they cannot listen. And the light becomes fire. Nar becomes nur becomes nar. تحول عليه أشد من لهب النيران. It becomes worse than the blazes of fire.
حتى يدفعهم إلى الزبانية فتدعوهم إلى سواء الجحيم.
Then it will take them to the heaven. So these are some hadith, and as it you saw, it's very interesting that it's coming from Prophet, from Lady Fatima, up to Imam Askari alayhi salam. And I think there is nothing in the whole world like being an alim who is pious, but at the same time who is active, who is working hard to guide people, to teach people, to serve people. Even as you know in our hadith, such ulama are considered to be close to the prophets. Al-ulama warathatul anbiya. Because the job of the prophets was also the same, was to guide people. They received revelation, but these ulama do not receive revelation. Otherwise, they are doing the same job of teaching people, guiding people, helping them against shaitan, helping them against the lies of shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our ulama and maraji and our hawzas, inshallah. May Allah enable our ulama to do in this age and in this time what would be the best and the most successful way of guiding humanity, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate the status of ulama who have passed away, especially the great ulama who have been our teachers, who have been our role models throughout the history of the Ahlul Bayt, the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give his healing and shifa to all the brothers and sisters who are ill. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give joy and happiness and prosperity to all people who suffer, especially those who suffer in those parts of the world in which there is no security. They are always faced with fear and terror. May Allah give them, inshallah, peace and tranquility. And may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif and make our Imam happy with us. And may Allah make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.